7:02 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Now, let me explain away this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Turpentine Brothers, local favorites. And Fool for You, that's off a four-song demo they released to the radio stations back in 2004. For that, Johnny Rivers, of the Secret Agent Man, Johnny Rivers, 1963 on the Capitol label. If you got it, if you want it, I got it. And if I got it, I'll play it. For that, Question Mark of the Mysterians and Can't Get Enough for You, Baby, released in 1967 on the Cameo Parkway label. By request, to kick off the set, The Who, 1965, on the My Generation LP, but I got it off of the server. By request for Robbie White, out in Silver Spring, Maryland. And Love Is Like a Heat Wave. 1-855-915-WMFO is the number to call if you want to throw me off my mojo. That's 1-855-915-9636. Or locally, 781-350-3264. And, of course, you can reach me between shows. Send me that bumper I'm asking endlessly for at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's CoffeeandSmokes at verizon.net. And like the page, the Facebook page, if you're on social media, admit it, you are. So go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it, like it, like it. Coming up in about 56 minutes will be the lounge with Danny and any untold number of angels with him. Anyway, we'll kick off this first set of the second hour with a band from Portland, Maine. And they had quite a prodigious output until the turn of the century. Then we'll get into the this week's song that everybody knows. And so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Thank you. me know, for Christ's sake. This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water,
guess there isn't any more.
Listen, hotshot, I'm gonna tell you something right now. I don't care for you or for the putrid sludge you're troweling out, but until they change the laws to put you sleaze kings out of business, my job's to help you get back your stench-ridden boxes of smut. And since I'm gonna be doing it holding my nose, I'll be doing it with one hand.
I went to the animal fair. The birds and the beasts were there. The gay raccoon in the light of the moon was combing her auburn hair. The sugar plum baboon was singing a marshmallow tune. They danced a lot and it got so hot that it melted the ice cream moon.
Jack and Jill went up the hill, through the woods and past the mill, came back happy as can be.
This is what Jack said to me.
I went to the animal fair, and oh what a crowd was there. The whiffletoof and the hippermagoof and also the dancing bear. I saw the pink giraffe, but you should have heard them all laugh when Mr. Monk bought the elephant's trunk for a dollar and a half.
Lazy Mary, where were you? Like to sleep the whole day through? I just thought I heard you scream. Mary said,
I had a dream. I went to the animal fair, and little boy Blue was there. I heard him weep 'cause he lost all his sheep. He was tearing his auburn hair. I thought he'd lost his sense. He just couldn't stand the suspense. He chanced to go to the small sideshow. The excitement there was intense.
We went to the animal fair, and old Mother Goose was there. The woman, too, was licking a shoe, was nearly in despair.
Her children ran around. To lose them, it seemed she was bound. And when last seen, she was short 16, but 87 were found.
Oh, what fun when we went to the animal fair.
Oh, sh**.
What?
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good. Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Quackity-pop, when the sun has set, love is oh so very nice, drifting in a Chinese junk. Love is oh so very nice, drifting in a Chinese junk. Quinkity-quackity-pop, when the sun has sunk, it's a lover's paradise, drifting in a Chinese junk. It's a lover's paradise, drifting in a Chinese junk. On the China Sea, hearts in harmony seem to hold the golden key to heaven. Drifting in a Chinese junk, clinkety-plankety-plunk. Love is oh so very nice, drifting in a Chinese junk. It's a lover's paradise, drifting in a Chinese junk. China Sea, and we'll hold the golden key to heaven. Drifting in a Chinese junk, clinkety-plankety-plunk. Love is oh so very nice, drifting in a Chinese junk. It's a lover's paradise, drifting in a Chinese junk. Chinese junk, Chinese junk. Drifting in a Chinese.
Thank you.
at 7:24 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Just heard the Continental Coettes and the B-side to a brilliant song. The A-side was I Don't Love You No More, but this is the flip side, an instrumental called Melody of Junk. I get off the compilation Girls in the Garage Part 1. Came out in Romulan many, many years ago. Originally released in the IGL label in Iowa in 1966. And speaking of great backbeats, and the drummer, and I don't know what her name is, but she's awesome. It's Ringo Starr's birthday today. And he owned every song that he played in, whether it was simply just keeping the beat or providing like the outstanding syncopated beats. I mean, if you liked Buzz Bush from the Dutch Outsiders, then you had to like Ringo Starr. Because before the Outsiders did it with a lot of their songs, Ringo Starr did it with Tomorrow Never Knows. Anyway, before that, you heard Prentice Moreland. I was digressing there. So Continental Coettes, Melody of Junk, Prentice Moreland before that, on the Donna label originally. Track called Chinese Junk, Delphi Doo-Wop Volume 3 is a compilation I got it off of. Before that, Captain Kangaroo. It's going out to Tony and Julie right here in Medford. Yes, they like this stuff. I got a bunch of them. I got to wash them up, though. I played this before. I went to the animal fair. I'm going to guess it was around probably 1960, after 1960, because Bob Keeshan was on the was on Howdy Doody up until around 59 or 60. I'm not sure, since they were on different networks, that he was doing Captain Kangaroo at the same time. And he had accompaniment by Mr. Green Jeans, and I forget what the actor's name, it escapes me now. Actually, one show I used to watch a lot, just to watch Tom Terrific. Anyway, before that, in honor of the Bikini's birthday, 70 years ago yesterday, I believe, it was unleashed upon the public. Brian Hyland did Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Originally released as a single on the Cap label in 1960. It was also on the album The Bashful Blonde. I had the single on vinyl, but you know what my vinyl sounds like. Plus, I broke it in the record washer into a bunch of tiny little pieces. Anyway, for that, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, I'm in with the Out Crowd. And if you listen to this show, you're definitely the Out Crowd. Came out in 1966 on the MGM label. For that, this week's song that everybody knows, Dobie Gray and the In Crowd, came out in 1964 on the Charger label. And then we kicked it off with the Brood from Portland, Maine, where I spent most of the day yesterday with the bride. And actually, the kids tagged along. Usually, I call them the kids, but they were in their 20s. Anyway, so that was the Brood, and He's Telling You Lies from the 1992 LP, or actually album, CD album on Estrus, Vendetta. 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636, translated numerically. You want to throw me off my mojo or whatever. Got about 32 minutes to go. Coming up will be The Lounge with Danny and Stephanie. Stick around. These are Desperate Hours.
2 hours late. I don't know how this happened. You know it's just my fate. Now my boss, he's mad about this whole situation. He stopped to scream and holler. He thinks my mind's on vacation.
How you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate Alex Piandez with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
I want you, I want you to be my boy. So won't you give your love?
past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Speaking of passing the three-quarter pole and home stretch, this weekend there will be live racing at Suffolk Downs. Yes! Anyway, just heard the morning after, a band, a Massachusetts band, not sure, I think they were from, like a lot of them, from the Metro West. Track was called Things You Do, originally released on the TAM label, 1967. I got off the compilation, New England Teen Scene. For that, Ronnie King and the Passions did Girl Break Away, originally released on the Gateway label, 1966. I got off the compilation, Wild Tides, Volume 4. And before that, the Shirelles, and the B-side to Met Him on a Sunday, and I Want You to Be My Boyfriend, released in 1958 on the Decca label. And before that, Joey Charles did The Rub. I got off the Get Hip re-release of Baltimore's Teen Beat, A Go-Go, which was originally released on the Dome label in 1966. Get Hip did the reissue in 1997, and we kicked it off with The Shadows of Night from the Gloria LP, released on Dunwich in 1966. And it always happens that way. Yes, coming up in about 17 minutes, we'll be in the lounge. Yes, it always happens that way. And I have to go home. But fear not, there will be another Desperate Hours next week. Anyway, let's bring this old girl home. These are Desperate Hours.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Thank you. woman. She's looking for a man, any man. Now, Gina Lola Brigida returns to the screen. She's only a little older, but she's much, much bolder in her adult film debut as The Lonely Woman. She likes them young, the younger the better. She's looking for the inexperienced, and she's ready to teach him, to show him the many ways to truly appreciate a woman. She walks the streets at night, looking, hoping, and waiting for someone to really love her. She's had men before, but they weren't up to the task. The Lonely Woman. Don't miss Gina Lola Brigida, one of the movie's great and sensual superstars, as she returns to the screen to tease you, please you, and shock you as The Lonely Woman in color rated R for adults from Independent International.
Tonight I'm feeling groovy.
playing that song, and you know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse, from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a... I'm hungry. It's taking over my mind. I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening. Just heard Reparata and the Delrons do He's My Guy, released in 1964 on the World Island. I glanced at it. It almost said Weird Artist, but World Artist label. And before that, Jan and Dean from 1965 did I Found a Girl, released on Liberty. Before that, Billy Muir from 1956, a split single that he did with Sid Lawrence and his orchestra. They were one of those mashups on the other side. I actually really liked that song. It's really neat. Billy Muir did Haunted Guitar from 1956. The Bittersweet kicked off the set. Now, last set of the evening, they were from Fairfield, Alabama, and a track called She Lied. I got off the compilation Psychedelic States, Alabama in the 60s, Volume 1. It was originally released on Prestige Productions in 1967. Anyway, I'll leave you off with a little bit of traveling music. Thanks to Yvonne for liking the Desperate Hours on WMFO. Facebook page. Yes, I don't post too often on it. I just make the event to invite people, to remind people to listen to the show. That's all. And occasionally I do a few little, you know, giggly stuff, but that's about it. Anyway, coming up in about 2 minutes will be Danny and Stephanie with the Lounge. As always, my name is Alex. The pleasure is mine. Take care.